From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Bram Sable-Smith. There's been a national spike in the number of deaths from opioid drug overdoses in the past decade, and that's been particularly true here in the Midwest. Missouri is no exception, and also holds the distinction of being the only state that does not track prescription opioid painkillers, a common tool for preventing abuse. United States Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack heads the nation's initiative on rural opioid addiction, and on Friday, he, along with U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill, will be in Columbia to discuss the epidemic at a town hall meeting. I spoke with Secretary Vilsack earlier this week by phone.
Over the course of the last 15 years or so, we've seen a dramatic increase in the number of opioid prescriptions and an increase in the number of people misusing those prescriptions and now becoming addicted and moving into more dangerous situation with heroin. And the result has been an increase in deaths, a substantial number of people, to over 26,000 people died as a result of opioid abuse or heroin use in 2014, and that is a number that exceeds the number of people who are dying from automobile accidents. And so it's something that is particularly difficult for rural areas because of the increased use of opioids in treating physical conditions resulting from the hard work that folks do and injuries that occur from time to time, and the fact that there is not the level of treatment capacity available as there is in cities. So it's a very difficult challenge, particularly for rural areas.
How much of the challenge is economic as well? Because rural America and rural parts of Missouri, it doesn't look the same as it did 20 years ago.
Well, I'd say there's a combination. Clearly, the fact that the nature of jobs that we currently have in rural America lends itself to more physical activity, which of course leads to potential more injuries, more back problems, and more situations where people have to have pain managed. Secondly, I think that there's no question that in some parts, in some small towns across the country, people may not believe that their tomorrow is going to be any better than today. They don't see a pathway to a more positive opportunity. And that may further encourage them to go down a different path. And then finally, if people do unfortunately get addicted to this these medications or move into heroin and they are trying to seek treatment, the reality is that oftentimes in rural areas that treatment is not readily available. So you miss the moment of opportunity for people to turn their life around.
You'll be here in Columbia on Friday, and I wonder, what are you hoping to accomplish while you're here?
Well, first and foremost, I want to make sure that we lift up the nature of the problem to be able to explain to people the status of the problem in a state like Missouri. They need to know that they've seen an increase in deaths in Missouri. They need to understand that the state of Missouri is the only state in the country that doesn't have a monitoring program. I think they need to understand that there is an opportunity with the resources that the president is proposing for the state to get additional resources, up to $17 million of additional assistance under the president's budget. They need to understand that when the decision is made not to expand Medicaid in their state, that approximately 91,000 uninsured people who would otherwise be getting mental illness or substance abuse help aren't getting it. So I think they need raising awareness of the challenges and raising awareness of the steps that can be taken to alleviate the pain and suffering of folks who are addicted and their family members who are suffering from it.
Secretary Vilsack, thank you very much for your time.
You bet. Thank you.
That was Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack, who will be in Columbia this Friday to discuss the nation's opioid epidemic with media and invited guests. From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Bram Sable-Smith. Thanks for listening.